Kid.
BSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Morning. Happy Monday to you. Welcome into the new day. Welcome into the new week. Hope that your weekend went well. Mine was pretty busy, at least Saturday, yesterday, recovering from Saturday. But I hope that you had a good couple of days respite if you had one. And I hope that if you had a working weekend that you didn't have to work too hard. And there's a lot that we can discuss today. Later on today, we'll be joined by Jack Spillane, columnist for New Bedford Light. He will join us to break down some of the news of the week. But until then, it's all about me and you at 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And tomorrow, we're going to be on the road. Tomorrow, we'll be broadcasting the program live from Rochelle's in Acushnet. So you can come on by, have some breakfast with me. I'll be there from 6 to 9. They open at 6:30, so you can come at 6:30. But I'll be there broadcasting there until 9 a.m. if you want to come on by and say hi and have some breakfast. I will have the microphone there. So just like you can call in and discuss things with me. When I'm out on the road like that, you can pop in and you can have your comments right there on the microphone. So you don't have to actually call from your table or anything. That might not sound so good anyway. Might get a little feedback. But you can come by and sit down and chat with me for a few moments. And it's just like having a phone call, only we can see each other. Which I'm surprised that, you know, here in 2024, we haven't reached that point where every phone call is a video call. I was promised video calls when I was a kid. Didn't you see Back to the Future 2 when they had the video chats? I mean, I know we have it, but it's not every call. And honestly, some of you probably wouldn't want me to see what you look like in the morning, and you probably don't want to see what I look like in the morning. So, but it will be a good time there, and we'll also have a special Seize the Deal that goes on sale at 9 a.m. tomorrow for Rochelle's as part of that special broadcast. So come on out, see me, hang out, have some breakfast, and also save some money for your next visit to Rochelle's when you can order yourself that Seize the Deal at 9 a.m. Speaking of deals and things that can save you money and things that can be fun to do in the summertime and be one big party and you can get a chance to go for free, we are now giving away this week Doobie Brothers tickets. The Doobie Brothers are coming to the Xfinity Center in Mansfield. It'll be, I think it's August 10th. I don't have the page open, but I'll open it up and check the date. Bet you I didn't even put the date in there. Nope, I did. Monday, August 12th. I was close. Monday, August 12th. The Doobie Brothers are coming to the Xfinity Center in Mansfield, and we have your chance to win tickets all this week. You can go to WBSM.com or the WBSM app and enter to win. And last year, we didn't do nearly as many ticket giveaways last summer as we are this year. It's something that we've kind of built up to over the course of the last year. Because so many people entered our Doobie Brothers contest. It was far and away our biggest contest last year outside of, you know, the chance to win money with our win cash promotion. But in terms of all the concert ticket giveaways and comedy show giveaways and all the other things that we have to offer, Doobie Brothers was far and away number one. But we've got plenty of pairs to give away, so Don't let that discourage you from entering. But when we saw they were touring again, we said, oh, we've got to get more tickets to give away because it was so popular with the audience last year. I thought, see, I got a little confused, or I thought maybe the people who were entering were confused and they thought we were giving away free doobies, and we can't do that. That's not legal. It's Doobie Brothers tickets. It was like kids looking at their parents like, what's a doobie? Like, got to watch a 70s movie, kid. But we have those tickets up there for you to enter to win at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And of course, Tim's Tickets All Summer are sponsored by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy. And I also had a story, a post, an article that I posted on Friday based on our conversation Friday morning. If you remember, we were talking about which one of those, speaking of the 70s, which one of those Boston TV commercials holds the most nostalgia for you. The New England Aquarium one with, you know, I can walk like a penguin. Hey, Mom, the dolphin show. Or the Museum of Science. It's fun to find out spot. Where it's fun to find out what makes an ocean wave wave. This is the captain speaking, come in, Earth. You know, that commercial. And so I put it out on Friday, and I put it in a bunch of different places on Facebook, some different groups I'm in. And it seems like the aquarium has more votes from people. That seems to be the one that people like the best. And, okay, I kind of prefer the Museum of Science commercial, I think. I think it has more memorable lines. Doesn't have those memorable horns like the New England Aquarium commercial, but that seemed to be the winner based on online votes. But if you want to have your voice heard, you can go to the story on the Facebook page. And you can sound off in the comments section. You know, just a fun Friday, you know, it was just a fun Friday topic of discussion and a fun Friday article, which I swore I must have written before, but I couldn't find it anywhere. So there you go. Now, there was also some serious news over the weekend. You heard Phil mention that the gentleman from Plymouth, the search for him ended in unfortunate news when he was found deceased. I saw a lot of that community coming together with going out and searching for him. People who were out in kayaks, going through the marshes. Because I'm in some Plymouth Facebook groups, and I could see the care that people had and the concern that they had and the effort that they put in. Of course, some of those Plymouth groups or any town group really are kind of toxic, and you had the people that were coming in with false information. And it's one thing if you like mishear something and you get excited like, oh, he's been found, and because somebody told you that and you get excited. But that's not what this was. This was people intentionally misleading people, which is just disgusting. But rising above all of that was the community coming together. And that is a community, Plymouth, that can often be fractured on different things. I grew up there. I lived there from the time I was 7 and, or maybe, yeah, from the time I was 7 until the time that I was 11, I believe. So pretty much all of my elementary school years. But I've also lived around that community my whole life. So I know, you know, what goes on in town. And it's a place where politics will fracture people. Socioeconomic status will fracture people. There's a fracture between those who embrace the history and those who want to control it. There's a lot of splintering of different things, but all of those things were put aside and everybody came together to try to find this man, but unfortunately, it ended in tragedy. And then the story yesterday, you heard Phil mention too, the Dartmouth Mall. There was a stabbing incident outside of Five Below with two juveniles. Both a juvenile victim and a juvenile suspect. So the information that we have from the Dartmouth police is probably really all we're going to get because they're juveniles. Maybe, you know, the DA's office provides a little bit more information at some point of what the motivation for this was. But it's summertime, and when summertime comes and when it gets hot and humid, people get stupid. It's kind of, you know, I won't call it a running joke, but it's a running sentiment in this business that once summertime comes, shootings are going to go up. And there was a shooting incident over the weekend in the city. General crime goes up and people just do dumb things. And we attribute that to the fact that, more people are outside, more people are gathering for things, more dumb things are going to happen. But I do think that there's something to it because I've been working here on a daily basis since 2017. And I have certainly seen it pan out over those 7 years. So while people will say, oh my God, crime is out of control. I mean, it's you're going to get a spike in crime when the summer comes around. But don't let that deter you from getting out and doing the things that you want to do this summer. There have been a lot of events that have already gone on over the past couple of weeks. There's a lot coming up. And by the way, if you ever want to know what's coming up, if you ever want to hear about exciting things that are going on, Town Square Sunday is a great place to find out. Of course, it airs here on WBSM Sundays at 6 a.m. and 11 a.m., but you can also catch the podcast. And we also put articles out that have the audio in them, so you can hear the interviews as well each Sunday. But I'll tell you a secret. Most weeks, we get the podcast uploaded early. So if you want to catch it on the podcast, sometimes you can get it Friday or Saturday. But the level of fun events that are going on over the next couple of weeks, there's a lot happening. But unfortunately, one event that was supposed to be happening this past weekend was the Buzzards Bay Swim. And for the first time in 31 years, it was canceled. And it was canceled because the levels of rainwater caused the level of sewage to be higher in the water. And that had the Buzzards Bay Coalition concerned about potential health risks to the swimmers. Now, the city came out with its own statement after the swim had been canceled. And let me just find you that here. So this came from Jonathan Darling, the public information officer for the city of New Bedford. As of 9:55 p.m. Friday, when most of the rain had passed, New Bedford received 0.42 inches of rain with a CSO discharge duration of less than 45 minutes, which is well below the threshold in which the State Department of Environmental Protection would require the city to issue a recommendation for people to stay out of the water. The low discharge time combined with the high tide at 8:30 p.m. Friday, which takes the CSO and rainfall out to sea, as well as a complete tidal change by 9 a.m. Saturday, means the city will issue no beach restrictions and all New Bedford beaches will be open and staffed with normal operations on Saturday. So basically, the Buzzards Bay Coalition is saying the CSOs are going to be too high. We can't do this today. The city was saying the CSOs aren't too high. The beaches are open. everybody else can get in the water, and essentially alluding to the idea that they could have too. Now, one of the articles that I read mentioned that the Buzzards Bay Coalition didn't have time to do any of their own testing. So they were kind of just going on the assumption, I guess, that the CSOs were too high. But no matter what the determination might have been on Saturday, on Sunday, the beaches were closed because the CSOs were too high. On Sunday morning, the city put out a press release saying all New Bedford recreational beach areas are closed to swimming today, Sunday, June 23rd, due to the heavy rainfall Sunday morning and possible CSO activity. So they were going to retest it later on. They said they would send out a notice if the beaches were reopened. I didn't see a notice saying that they were reopened. So I would say that as of, I'm just going to assume then that as of right now, they're still closed. I don't know who's going out to the beach on Monday morning, especially with it right now, you know, overcast and windy. But the weather is supposed to get better and hotter. And so just keep that in mind. That I haven't seen anything yet that says that the beaches are officially reopened. 508-996-0500. That is the number to call in and chime in. You can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And again, a reminder to get on over to the app or to the website and enter to win those Doobie Brothers tickets. We'll be giving them away all week. You know, let me just see. Give me one second here and I will give you a sneak preview of some of the other things we have coming up in the coming weeks. So next week, we'll have a bit of an abbreviated week on our giveaway because of the 4th of July holiday, the Independence Day holiday. But next week, we're giving away tickets to see Styx and Foreigner at Xfinity Center. And then the week after that is going to be a big one. The week of July 8th is going to be a big one for the giveaway. One of the hottest shows of the summer. And we've got your tickets to see Green Day, Smashing Pumpkins, and Rancid at Fenway Park. That's coming up the week of July 8th. And then just to give you a few more names of what we've got coming up. New Kids on the Block, 30 Seconds to Mars, Missy Elliott and Busta Rhymes, Pink. These are just some of the shows coming up. James Taylor, the Marley Brothers. So you want to make sure that you check out that menu right at the top of the website. And then also on the app, you can go to the menu button, the what do they call it, a hamburger, cheeseburger, McDonald's Tasty Golden French Fries, regular or larger sizes. You hit that little menu and one of the options there is contests and you can find it there. I've got to take a break right now, though. We'll come back in just a few moments. 508-996-0500. We will be right back. And welcome back in. It's one of my favorite Tom Petty albums, Into the Great Wide Open. And then that was a great time for his music. That and then what came after, Wildflowers, and then the She's the One soundtrack, which Walls is one of the forgotten Tom Petty songs. It's one of the best ones. Anyway, 508-996-0500. That's something that we can talk more about coming up in a little bit. We can also take your app chat messages and your open line voicemails, and we can discuss all the things that happened over the weekend. We can talk about the things that are coming up in this week, and we will talk with Jack Spillane in the 8 o'clock hour about everything that's been going on in the city. And we will have some discussion later on this week about wound care as part of Your Health Matters with South Coast Health. So that's coming up later on this week as well. It's it's a very important topic that doesn't get enough coverage. So we're going to be talking about that coming up, I believe, if I remember right, on Thursday. I'll have to check the calendar. And of course, tomorrow broadcasting live from Rochelle's in Acushnet, where unfortunately Phil Devitt will be back here in the studio while I am enjoying all of that delicious breakfast. But I will bring him back something. So I say that now. We'll see what happens. But right now, let's go into the newsroom with Phil Devitt.
Record-breaking heat around the world leads to tragedy. It's been 2 years since a huge decision by the Supreme Court and crowning glory for the world's ugliest dog.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Hundreds of temperature records are breaking as extreme heat grips much of the world. More than 1,400 records fell this past week. The heat has led to tragedy as more than 1,000 Muslim pilgrims have died while making the Hajj journey to Mecca. Here in the U.S., more than 100 million people are under heat advisories. Today marks 2 years since Roe v. Wade was overturned by the Supreme Court. Chris Caraggio has more.
The landmark decision ended the constitutional right for an abortion and gave states the option to decide on restricting access or not. Over a dozen states have stopped almost all abortion services, with another three utilizing six-week bans. There are marches and rallies planned around the country Monday, including outside the Supreme Court. I'm Chris Caraggio.
Senator Lindsey Graham is slamming President Biden over his latest action allowing certain undocumented immigrants married to U.S. citizens to stay in the country. In an interview on Fox News Sunday, the South Carolina Republican called Biden's decision a disaster, adding that Biden unilaterally gave 500,000 people legal status.
This is beyond lawless and beyond dangerous. So the idea is spreading around the world. Biden just gave amnesty legally to 500,000 people. Maybe I should keep coming.
Graham argued the move would incentivize more migrants to cross into the U.S. illegally. The executive order allows non-citizens who've been in the country for at least 10 years and are married to a U.S. citizen to apply for permanent residence without leaving the country. Federal prosecutors are recommending criminal charges against Boeing for violating a 2021 settlement related to two fatal crashes. Mark Mayfield reports.
The settlement followed a pair of crashes that related to defects in the Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft, with nearly 350 people killed in 2018 and 2019. Boeing was shielded from criminal liability for fraud in exchange for a compliance overhaul and a $2.5 billion fine. The DOJ found Boeing in violation last month, which the aviation company is contesting. The department faces a July 7th deadline to determine whether or not to file charges. I'm Mark Mayfield.
A new study links the use of cannabis to an increased risk of more serious COVID outcomes. Researchers at the Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis say the risks are similar to what could be expected to be seen in tobacco users and include the possibility of ICU admissions. Inside Out 2 continues to dominate the box office. The animated sequel added $100 million in its second weekend of release and is now the highest grossing North American release of the year. Bad Boys Ride or Die will stay in second place and looks to make $19 million this weekend. And an 8-year-old Pekingese from Oregon has been named the world's ugliest dog. The annual contest was held Friday in Northern California, and top honors went to the black and white Pekingese named Wild Thang, whose tongue sticks out permanently because his teeth didn't grow in properly.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox came away with a series victory after topping the Reds 7-4 to win their rubber match. The Sox host the Toronto Blue Jays for a 3-game set beginning tonight at Fenway Park. First pitch at 7:10.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
A cloudy start to your week with this Monday morning, but clearing as we get through the morning into the afternoon. Mostly sunny today with temperatures in the 80s, as well as high humidity. A high surf advisory is in effect through 7 tonight along the south coast and the Cape and Islands. Dangerous swimming and surfing conditions at beaches. Humidity breaking on Tuesday with mostly sunny skies and highs again in the 80s. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Well, it's all
I miss the Traveling Wilburys. What happened to all those Wilburys? Spike Wilbury and I forget some of the other Wilbury names. But, I mean, I know some of the people who look like them passed away. But I didn't hear anything about the Wilburys passing away. You know, George Harrison, Roy Orbison, Tom Petty. But I didn't hear anything about the Wilburys themselves passing away. I'll never forget. So, 1991, the Gulf War happens, right? And, like, everybody's glued to the TV. CNN was carrying live coverage of Baghdad being bombed. And we're just, like, watching this. I'm a seventh grader watching this and just couldn't, like, I'd never seen war. This was new to me. And a lot of people hadn't seen war in real time like this. So it was, everybody felt kind of weird and uneasy, and we didn't really know, you know, had we known then it was going to be something as direct as it was, maybe the tensions would have been easier. But I'm living next to Otis Air Force Base, and we're told literally next to Otis Air Force Base, like a street over from the guard desk. And they're telling us that Otis was one of the targets. Now, I don't know if that was true or if that was just, you know, scuttlebutt around town, but everybody's on edge. And somehow or another, I'd flipped over to MTV, and they were showing that video that they came out with the Peace Choir for, they did a remake of Give Peace a Chance with all these celebrities. And it's a fascinating video to watch. And there's a documentary about it that's like a half an hour long that's fascinating to watch. But after that video came on, I'm like, okay, we're at war here. Like, I think it was the next video, or one of the videos that came on was the Wilbury Twist by the Traveling Wilburys. And I felt so much better. I was like, This song makes me just feel better. And that's what the Traveling Wilburys music is. So if you are a fan, you know what I'm talking about. If not, check it out. So there's a story that comes out of Boston this morning, actually Roxbury, that I think we need a little bit more info on this, but it's a very concerning and kind of scary thing for people that might live in the city. People that live in some of these, you know, three-family, multi-unit buildings. There were seven people who were injured Saturday night when a porch collapsed at a mixed-use building in Roxbury. So it was a porch that was out on the back of an apartment. You know, wooden porch. People were out there, I'm sure, you know, getting some night air on a night that was starting to cool down. I mean, I was in Weymouth on Saturday night. And the temperature took a nice dip. There was a good breeze after it had been, you know, kind of muggier earlier in the day. And certainly the last couple of days before that, people are probably outside, maybe having a drink, smoking a cigarette or whatever. I don't know. But they're outside and this porch collapsed. And then the people who fell from that porch fell approximately 12 feet. This was on the third floor. They fell 12 feet onto a part of the building that juts out from the second floor. Now, there hasn't been any more further information. Were all seven people that were hurt on the porch? I mean, when you look at it, there's some video and photos on WCVB.com. You would expect that a porch like this could hold seven people. But you can see it's like the section of board just broke away. So I don't know if all seven were on the porch or if some people might have been below them and got hit by debris or people that were falling. And we don't know the severity of the injuries. But these are apartments that are over a couple of businesses. There's a liquor store and a beauty salon underneath. And when you look at it and you hear about it, you think about yourself, well, gee, There's so many buildings like that in New Bedford, where whether it be in, say, the near North End or in the South End, where there's a business on the first floor. You know, think about all those buildings on the Ave. And then there's apartments over them, and those apartments have little porches. And looking at this, it doesn't, I mean, again, I'm not a building expert and there's not a lot of information provided, but it doesn't look like this was something that was concerning. But you've had hot, humid weather, which can cause the wood to warp. You've got 7 people on the porch, potentially, which could put more strain on it. But it just, I mean, imagine falling from that. Now, the good thing is a 12-foot fall, I'm thinking, happens so quickly, you don't even realize what happened by the time, you know, like you fall and then you hit and you go, what was that? So it's not like one of those falls where you're like, I'm going to hit the ground and you're thinking. You know, I always go back to my cousin, Amy, who had to jump out of a 3rd-floor window during a fire onto a concrete sidewalk below. She survived. She shattered her wrists and bones in her arms, but she survived. She's fine now. But that thought that was going through her head, would I rather break my neck or would I rather burn in a fire? You know, these people, I guess, thankfully didn't have time to have those thoughts. They just fell and probably hit that part that juts out before they realized what had happened. But it's something to be concerned about if you have a similar porch off of your home. You know, how safe is it? That's why it has to be inspected and checked out. And, you know, when I used to have the rental inspection all the time in Wareham, the inspector was always more than happy to look at anything that I felt was an issue. Anything that he thought the landlord needed to address, that I thought the landlord needed to address, I just had to show him and he would make sure that the landlord followed up on it. I didn't have to do that because my landlord was great. If I told him there was a problem, he took care of it within a day. My problem was that I never bothered him with anything. I tried to fix things myself first. But the amount of those porches that must be around the city, I mean, we didn't get the heat and humidity nearly as bad as Boston did, but it's still something to be concerned about. And I guess there's the possibility that if they had 7 people on that porch, it was more people than that porch could handle. I'm sure there'll be some follow-up information about it, but you can check out that story at WCVB.com. And then there's also the story, too, where they are looking for a swimmer in Newport. They suspended the search last night, but it's expected to pick up today. Although, with the wind and everything that's going on right now, the waters might still be a little bit too choppy. Last night, they were both choppy and the water was so dark that they were having trouble even scanning the water. So they suspended the search, but they'll pick it back up today for this swimmer that went missing. We'll keep you up to date on that as well. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemail on the WBSM app right now. I'm going to take my next break, and we'll be back in just a few moments. Come up, man. Welcome back in. A little sniff in the tears. And actually, so I've got a YouTube video up to play that song, and it says on it, a best of Sniff in the Tears featuring Driver's Seat. That's the album that came from. And I'm just wondering what else is on a best of Sniff in the Tears besides Driver's Seat. That's the only song I know by them, as far as I know. I mean, calling it a best of Sniffing the Tears makes sense because, again, there's just the one song that I'm aware of. But that song always makes me think of Jack Peterson, former WBSM news anchor and co-host of The Locker Room, because there's a website called NortheastAirChecks.com, which is a great site if you are a radio geek like me. We can go back and listen to all these great old radio air checks from all types of radio stations in the Northeast. And Jack Peterson, when he was on the air up in his home area of Lynn, he was doing the countdown of the top songs of the year 1979 for New Year's Day 1980. And the little clip that they have, the little air check that they have of Jack, he's introducing Sniffing the Tears, Driver's Seat. So I always think of Jack when I hear that. I think of him often, but certainly with that song, I will always think of him. Check out that site if you like radio stuff. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails open on the WBSM app. Got an app chat message from DL who says, doesn't it bother anyone that every time we get a decent amount of rain, sewage is dumped into the New Bedford Harbor? I was not aware of this before the Buzzards Bay swim was canceled on Saturday. Is this something normal for a water treatment plant? Or does New Bedford have a serious problem that may get a lot worse and is not getting the proper attention? Maybe someone should champion the cause to fix this problem. Being a longtime Buzzards Bay swim participant, it is a little concerning that the swim was canceled, yet the beaches were open. Either the people who run the swim overreacted or the city of New Bedford was wrong in opening the beaches Saturday. Who was right? Well, I can tell you that the CSO's combined sewer overflow is not anything new. And it is something that happens as a result of these treatments. So what happens is this water is treated, and then the treated water is sent out into the ocean. And it should be diffused to certain parts per million when it goes out into the ocean. We just went through this with the shell fishing. And so the idea is that the water that is discharged combines with the ocean water, and that keeps the bacteria down to the levels where human beings aren't at risk. And this is how it's gone for years. Now, there's been issues with it in the past, and they've gotten better about the treatment of the water. But this has been something that has always been the case. What happens is when it rains, you get more overflow that causes it to, that dilution doesn't happen properly, and the numbers can go up higher. Generally, you know, it takes a significant amount to cause that problem. That's why you saw it happen on Sunday, because on Saturday there wasn't enough rain that had happened to make it an issue. But with more rain coming on Sunday, that made it an issue. I'm trying to explain it as best I understand it, but we could probably have somebody come on that's more of an expert in the topic. So was it an overreaction? I don't know. There was a story in which the Buzzards Bay Coalition said that they didn't have time to test the water themselves. So I don't know if it was an overreaction. But I do know that the city said that they tested, you know, the levels that they had it tested at were fine. And they have to do the testing. They can't say we don't have time to test. They have to do the testing. And there are times during the course of the summer where it will be shut down. The beaches will be shut down. Let me see. I got to take a break. Well, let me take a really quick call here. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, I'll be real quick, too. So what it is you got combined sewers combined with the drainage system.
Mm-hmm.
So when it rains, the drainage system mixes in with the sewer. The plant can treat the sewer fine and discharge the treated water. When it rains, the combined flow can't be treated, and that's why you get the overflow there. So the only fix to that is to separate the drainage system from the sewer system,
which
costs millions and millions and millions of dollars.
But that is something that they've looked at doing. That is something that they want to do. They just need to have the funding to do it.
They work on it, and you work on it, you know, piece by piece by piece. But if you have a sewer citywide, you just think of that. You basically got to separate the sewer from the drain citywide, which, you know what I mean, takes a lot of time and a lot of money.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the information.
Yep.
You have a good day. And keep in mind that the system that we're using is, you know, well over a century old. So, and what a disruption it would be to have to replace all of this. That's why, as he said, we have to do it, you know, bit by bit. I got to take a break here. We will be right back. Let's take a quick call before we have to go to the news. You're next on WBSM.
I'll wait until after the break.
No, I'm not going to. No. You've got 2 minutes.
Enough.
No.
I could wait. Well, rude.
Because I'm not going to waste 5 minutes of time coming back from the news with whatever you're going to ramble on about. You've got your 3 minutes right here.
Would you rather give me the 5 minutes then instead of give me 2 minutes now?
I gave you the time. Now you got 2 minutes.
No, but you hung up when I called earlier. Anyways, so you know that last week, Skeddy called and said something about saying Baird Midland.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes from Texas. It's like if you say, "Oh, where are you going?" So I'm going from Fair to Midland. Fair, and then Midland is like 275 miles away. So that's where the saying comes from, Fair to Midland. I said that to her when I was talking to her the first time on the phone. She asked me, "I was going to Fair to Midland."
I don't think that's accurate.
Yeah, it is.
Because the word is fair, it's fair to Midling, M-I-D-D-L-I-N-G, which is
Midland,
which is
Midling.
No, it's Middling, which is, you know, middle, moderate.
I know where the saying comes from Fair to Midland. That's where it's from, Texas. How much will make a bet?
I think that just might be a story people have concocted. I don't know if that's true.
Well, that's for as long as they've been saying it since the 30s. So anyways, also they're going to have on the 24th of August here is going to be Boy George is going to be here, and he's going to be, I guess he's going to have like two or three of the guys from his band, you know, the black guy.